Welcome to EarnestlyContendingForTheFaith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. Today we're going to start a six-part series whose title is Israel, the Palestinians, and the Church. In the context of this discussion, we'll be dealing with America's satanic compromise with Islam, God's relationship with Israel, replacement theology, God's covenants with Israel. We'll answer the question, is the Abrahamic covenant still in force? We'll talk about the new covenant, the seed covenant and the Gentiles, the Canaan land covenant, and we'll deal with the question, are the covenants made null and void because of Israel's disobedience? And then we're also going to talk about whether or not the land of Israel should be called Canaan land or Palestine. And then we'll have some concluding remarks. Now, there's a lot of the information contained in this particular study that's going to be dated, but the purpose for which they were used still applies today. The article upon which this series is based was written by me sometime in 2012. Today we are in the year 2026 on, I believe it's March 14th today. And when I've used this article several times in Sunday school to teach Christian folk about what God has to say about Israel, the so-called Palestinians, and the church. And the last time I did it was on October 13th of 2023. And within the context of this article, there are several comments that concerning President Barack Hussein Obama and President George Bush and their administration. I have chosen to leave those in because they provide good background and also support for some of the statements in this article. At the time in 2023 when I taught this lesson, Israel had declared war on the terrorist group Hamas in the Gaza Strip because on October 7, 2023, Hamas launched a multi-pronged attack against innocent civilians in Israel. And the date that I updated this article on October 13th of 2023, on that particular date, at least 1,300 Israelis and 27 Americans had been murdered. In one town alone, 40 babies were murdered, with many of them being burned alive, beheaded, or bullet-ridden. Many of the babies had multiple gunshot wounds. Numerous women have been raped numerous times. Many of the bodies have been mutilated. Folks, this is everyday Islam. There is no such thing as radical Islam, because Islam is radical. And trying to distinguish one group from the other just does not work, because both the Quran and also the Hadith openly teach and advocate for violence and killing of both Christians and Jews and anybody that's not like the Muslims. Hamas is not the only terrorist organization operating around Israel. Others would include Fatah, Al-Aqsa Brigades, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, Palestinian Liberation Front, Palestinian Liberation Organization, ISIS, or what is called sometimes called Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and so forth. There are many organizations out there, and can I say this, that many of them come in under the umbrella of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, my studies have shown that of the world's top 25 historical empires, that Islam controlled 5 of them. Of the world's largest 49 historical empires, Islam controlled 13 of them. 5 of those Islamic empires were larger than the Roman Empire, that comes in at number 24. Those five empires included the Abbasid Caliphate at number 7, the Umayyad Caliphate at number 8, the Rashidun Caliphate at number 16, the Golden Horde Khanate at number 18, and the Ottoman Empire at number 22. At the outset, I want to state that there's never been a more perilous time in American history than what we're going through today. America as a nation is spiritually blind and in bondage to the devil. We have rejected the God of the Bible for a God of our own choosing. Because we have rejected God, God has sent us strong delusion that we believe the lies of our ungodly and unsaved political, judicial, and religious leaders. We're living in a time when America's God-hating political and religious leaders have become evil men and seducers that are deceiving and being deceived. There seems to be no end to the wickedness that pervades the land. It waxes worse and worse every day. As a nation, we lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers. From our youth, even unto this day, we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord or God, or the Lord our God. What should be rolling forth from our hearts and our lips is the prayer of Daniel the prophet when he had this to say in Daniel chapter 9, verses 5 through 10. Daniel the prophet, verse 5 out of chapter 9, says this: "We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belong unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries wherewith thou hast driven them because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he has set before us by his servants, the prophets." We have let the strength, folks, we've let the strength of this world become our shame and our confusion. Our political leaders are proclaiming peace and safety when all the while their wicked and ungodly actions are bringing sudden destruction upon us. We are living in a time when our entire national political discourse has become the perverse disputings of men and women of corrupt and reprobate minds. It is a discourse that is destitute of any truth of the Word of God. Our judicial system is corrupt to its wicked and ungodly core. The guiding light of our judicial system is the darkness of Satan. The power behind our judicial system is the heartbeat of Satan. Our unsaved and ungodly religious leaders are teaching and preaching doctrines of devils and damnable heresies that are turning lost sinners into flaming fodder to feed the fires of hell. Hell hath much enlarged herself with the sizzling bodies of lost sinners that have been deceived by Satan's sinister ministers into thinking that they are saved when all they have done is repeated a sinner's prayer that has made them twofold more a child of hell than the devil that deceived them. A salvation that shows forth no repentance is a salvation that inhabits the fiery pits of hell and the lake of fire. You cannot get saved and continue to do the devil's bidding. You cannot claim salvation and continue to act like the devil himself. As a country, we cannot continue to do the bidding of the devil and then expect God to continue to bless America. It is the devil's bidding when 47% of Americans are on some form of welfare and most of them will not work. The Bible says that a man who will not work should not eat. It is the devil's bidding when we call murder pro-choice. We have murdered over 56,000 babies since the pro-baby murdering Supreme Court, Supreme Court legalized abortion in 1973. Folks, God is not pro-choice. God calls abortion the shedding of innocent blood and an abomination. The only thing that is pro-choice in the matter is that it is your choice to murder an innocent baby. The baby has no choice. And might I say this, I realize that Roe versus Wade has been repealed by the United States Supreme Court, but the rate of the murder of the innocents of babies continues on. I believe in the year 2024 that worldwide there were some little over 45 million babies aborted. It's not going to get any better. And the book of Revelation addresses that issue of murder very bluntly. And it is not the devil's bidding to call sodomy an alternative lifestyle and a constitutional right. God calls sodomy an abomination that leads to a reprobate mind that ends up in hell. The Bible calls lesbians, homosexuals, and child molesters sodomites. It is unnatural, wicked, destructive, and ungodly for men to have sex with men, for women to have sex with women, and for adults to have sex with children. You are not born into sodomy. Sodomy is not a psychological or psychiatric problem. Sodomy is sin that is the product of a perverse and reprobate mind whose desires are driven by Satan. All sodomites are unsaved devils. It is the devil's bidding when we have a national epidemic of drug abuse that we call therapy when God calls it sorcery. It is the devil's bidding when we take prayer out of our schools when God says that we ought to always pray or pray without ceasing. When you live in a nation where a national political party has to argue about whether to include references to God, Israel, and Jerusalem in their official party platform, you are in serious trouble. When you have a president that is in favor of murdering babies through abortion, that is in favor, and also that is in favor of sodomite marriages, that is pro-Muslim, that is anti-Jewish, that is anti-Israel, that is pro-socialist and humanist, that is pro-communist, and that is anti-Christian, then you have a godless reprobate in the White House. In the upcoming presidential election, in the past presidential election, if you had voted for Barack Hussein Obama, you are voting to put a devil back in the White House that is possessed of the spirit of Antichrist. He was hell-bent on the destruction of America. The Obama administration was the most godless group of reprobates to ever occupy the White House until Joe Biden came along. I will take things a step further. If you vote for anyone, whether they be Republican or Democrat, that is in favor of any of the godless policies I just mentioned, then you have sinned against God and you need to repent. You have done wickedly and participated in an abomination before God. It is time that Christians started casting a vote for God instead of voting for devils. I have said all of that to come to this point. This godless bunch of pagans has provoked God to bring judgment upon America because of our treatment of the nation of Israel. Now that is has changed here in early 2026 because President Donald Trump has taken actions to defend both the United States and Israel. He has been our most pro-Israel president that we have ever had to sit into the White House. Now, I do not say that Donald Trump is a Christian. In fact, I believe that Donald Trump is lost. But I do believe that if Donald Trump continues to support and defend the nation of Israel, that God will not only bless him, his presidency personally, he will bless the United States of America. Now, the Obama administration took the godless compromise and appeasement of the Bush administration to the next level. I used to cringe when George W. Bush would say that Islam was a religion of peace and that the little g God of the Muslims was the same as the God of the Bible. Politically correct statements are almost always ungodly. I wanted to scream in President Bush's ears, "How long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." The God of the Muslims is nothing more than another presentation of the Old Testament Baal. The God of the Muslims is Satan, and Mohammed is Satan's prophet. The Obama administration has gone the Obama administration went from compromise and appeasement of the Bush administration to the outright promotion of the enemies of God, the enemies of Israel, the enemies of America, and the enemies of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. President Obama used American taxpayers' money to overthrow pro-American Arab dictators and replace them with God-hating Islamic dictatorships who are hell-bent on the murder of Jews and Christians and the destruction of Israel and America. It is high time Christians and Americans awoke out of their sleep. The problem in the Middle East is not about geography, stupid. And there's a statement that's made in many political campaigns that they, when they're out campaigning, they say it's the economy, stupid. Well, in this case, it is not about the geography, stupid. And it's also not about justice for a non-existent Palestinian people. It is about the destruction of the nation of Israel and the genocide of the Jewish people. If you don't believe it, just ask the Iranian Antichrist Ahmadinejad. Can I give you this update in the recent attacks upon Israel, upon Iran, here in the year 2026, that Ahmadinejad was killed? Now, go on to say in the article that I wrote concerning these issues, it is time for Republicans, Democrats, and American Christian leaders to stop supporting these Muslim devils. The Muslims are the most vile, violent, wicked, and ungodly bunch of pagans to ever come slithering up out of the pits of hell. Even the Jesuit devils of the Roman Catholic Church cannot compare to them for wickedness. It is time we took a Bible-believing stand against Islam. We cannot fight Islam with the carnal arm of American military power. For the weapons of our warfare must not be carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of Satan's Islamic strongholds. The lie of the devil is that our battle is with radical Islam. Islam is radical, folks. Radical Islam is the most redundant term ever coined on the face of the earth. It is a farce. Anyone who would take the time to read the Quran and the Ahadith would immediately understand that when the Muslim practices violence, he is giving reverence to the highest tenet of his satanic religion. Violence through jihad is the major tenet and pillar of Islam. Islam is not peace. Listen to what God says, "When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them." Islam is a warmongering and violence of the vilest sort. It is the devil's bidding when we will not stand against those that seek the death of Jews and the destruction of Israel, when God says he will bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. We see that in all the way back in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, is where God makes that statement that he'll bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel. For America to refuse to stand for the Jew and Israel is nothing short of national suicide. America should use every resource available to her to fight Islam. Islam is another false way. And probably I would make the statement the biggest false way that has ever existed on the face of this earth, without question. Psalm 119 verses 104 and 128 say this: "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way." And I'll say it again, Islam is the biggest false way that was ever put on this earth by the devil himself. Our battle cry to our political and religious leaders should be that of Jehu in 2 Chronicles 19:2, where he said, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." I can hear the devil screaming religious discrimination already, unless, of course, it is genuine discrimination against Jews and Christians. Islam is not a purely religious organization. You cannot grant freedom to an organization whose stated objective is to overthrow your government and take away every religious freedom you have. Islam is much more a political religious system than anything else. And I will make this statement here. Islam is the perfect religion for the Antichrist. Many times that label has been laid upon the Roman Catholic Church, and it is justified. But I would submit to you that that Islam is much more justified than the Roman Catholics. Folks, the Muslims should be treated no different than the communists were treated when they were trying to overthrow the United States government. In fact, the Muslims are much more dangerous than the communists ever thought about being. Would you give a child molester the freedom to play with your children? The United States should outlaw Sharia law and prosecute anyone who attempts to enforce its provisions for subversion and sedition against the people of the United States of America. And by the way, the resources of the American taxpayer should not be used to support a God-hating Muslim's whoremongering harem as it is being done in Great Britain. Our foreign policy is a product of corrupt and reprobate minds that have rejected the counsel of the Word of God concerning the Jew and the nation of Israel. The American State Department is rotten to the core with anti-Israelism and pro-Islamic Palestinianism. And what is perhaps one of the biggest blunders in American history, President Barack Hussein Obama invited the Muslim Brotherhood into the White House for dialogue. The Muslim Brotherhood is the mother of most terrorist organizations in the world. The Muslim Brotherhood birthed such terrorist organizations as Al-Qaeda, Hamas, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Fatah, and many others. Not only did Obama invite the Muslim Brotherhood into the White House, he did everything he could to distance and alienate himself from the nation of Israel and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. What Obama done to Benjamin Netanyahu was an insult to the dignity of the office of the presidency of the United States, if it has any dignity left. Obama made it plain that he would do anything to Israel to gain favor with the Muslim. He was our most avid hater of the Jews that had ever gone into the White House, and God's curse is upon that thing. I'm going to close out here for today, and in our next session, we're going to start out dealing with America's satanic compromise with Islam. Thank you for joining us today.